David, welcome to A Rounded About.
Thanks for having me.
So you're a Covenant College graduate. What year did you graduate?
2009.
Your company is called Develop Sense. That's Sense, C-E-N-T-S, Sense. And it's an acronym. What does it stand for?
Sense is an acronym for Computing, Equipping, Networking, Training, and Supporting.
It's interesting you're doing nonprofits specifically, and I know here on A Rounded About we feature a lot of nonprofits. A lot of our listeners work at nonprofits. You know, if you're at a nonprofit, maybe you have 3 full-time staff, a couple of part-time people, and other than that, you might be managing an army of volunteers. And so what's wrong with just saying, you know, hey, Joe, who volunteers for us, is pretty good with computers. Let's let him do all this stuff.
Well, that works to an extent, and very, very many nonprofits rely on volunteers. And volunteers are very, very good. The problem is, in my opinion, that there is quite a bit of expertise, advanced expertise in, you know, securing a server and setting up a network properly that most volunteers don't have.
Yeah.
So the truly skilled volunteers will either not be available because they're too busy running their own job, or they just don't have the expertise. They might be able to do 85% of what the nonprofit needs, but the truly important, you know, configuring a firewall, for example, or making sure that your data is absolutely 100% safe, that's an advanced skill that I can bring to the table.
Well, that, I think what you just said, that's so important right there. We just had the huge breach of security with Target, thousands, millions of credit card numbers getting leaked on the internet, things like that. I mean, for people who are donating online to a website, that's got to be a huge concern to them. Not just, you know, will my money be used properly, but will hackers get my data?
Exactly. That's a big deal.
Are there any mistakes that you see companies making regularly, the ones you've worked with? Anything that you think people really need to focus on that they're not aware of?
In terms of security and computing, the infrastructure side of things, oftentimes I will see nonprofits that host their website with the cheapest option on the internet,
right,
for $4 a month or something. And that's good to an extent because these companies are huge and they have a huge economy of scale. And so they can afford to sell hosting that cheaply. The problem I see with that is that oftentimes that's not actually what the nonprofit needs. And if the nonprofit has a question about their website, oftentimes this huge conglomerate will not have the willingness or the dedication to actually create a customized experience for the nonprofit to walk them through the process.
Who are some of the nonprofits here in Chattanooga that you've worked with so far?
I've worked with the Northside Neighborhood House, which is right across the river. And they, you know, do a whole lot of work with a tutoring program, a GED program. They provide financial assistance in cases of crises if the power bill is going to be turned off. Another organization I've worked with is Launch Chattanooga. Many listeners have probably heard of them, that they work with low-income individuals who are trying to start their own businesses, and they help them through the entrepreneurial process.
One of your early projects, you worked with a nonprofit called All Girls Aloud. They're involved in Chinese politics. That's pretty interesting. What did you do with this group, and what are they doing with Chinese politics?
Well, All Girls Aloud, as the name implies, advocates against the one-child policy in China. China, for decades, has oftentimes forced women to have abortions after their first child. So All Girls Aloud advocates against this policy. So what we do is we provide the web hosting for that. We provide them multiple dedicated servers.
Is that something that's really important, particularly for a political advocacy group, to have completely secure servers?
Yes.
Why?
Well, the difference between a shared server and a dedicated server is that on a shared server, you can have oftentimes 10, 20, 30, maybe even 100 different websites that all share the same server. That just opens up a huge can of worms. If one website gets hacked, that, you know, raises the possibility that the other 99 websites could also become compromised.
And I would imagine somebody involved, particularly in political advocacy in China, would be targeted by hackers and things like that.
Precisely.
How long have you been in Chattanooga?
developed since. I structured the LLC 1 year ago and have been working full-time for myself since February 1st.
That's pretty brave. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a very scary but very fun ride.
I can imagine it is rewarding to work for yourself.
Very much so. You know, my boss can be pretty mean sometimes, but he's also probably the best boss I've ever had, and I've really enjoyed it.
David White, thank you so much for joining us. Your company is DevelopSense. How can people find it?
You know, we're on the web at developsense.com. That's developsense.com. You can also find us on Twitter at developsense or Facebook at facebook.com/developsense.
Thank you.